For the space shuttle enthusiast, eBay has a wealth of items to be bid on. There is the Shuttle Discovery $5 commemorative coin. The bidding starts astonishingly at $5. In the category of object technically known as tchotchkes, there is the Shuttle Desktop Wood Model. And for the space fan who has everything, including an empty garage, there is item number 1832679719. And for a description of that, we turn to Rob Simpson, aerospace technician at the Kennedy Space Center, and to our knowledge, the only space artifact broker. Mr. Simpson, what is it?
This is a Russian 8-scale shuttle that the Russians used and took all information to build their original Buran space shuttle that flew only one time in space. Now, this Bohr 5 has flown. I have documentation of 5 flights. It was launched off the top of a ballistic missile into suborbital space, returned with a lot of electronics aboard for any information they needed to record, and with this, they used all this information strictly from this Bohr 5 to produce the Buran.
Now, you say it is 1/8 the size of what would have been an actual Russian space shuttle. How big is it?
This shuttle measures about 16 feet long with an 11-foot wingspan.
Now, on eBay, it says the minimum bid for this craft is $75,000.
Well,
is it a steal at $75,000?
Well, that's ridiculous. It's a steal at $1 million, as far as I'm concerned.
Actually, it says here, buy it now for $125,000.
Is that right? Now, see, I haven't discussed that with the owner, and I know him quite well, but it's been a while since we've talked about this piece. So.
And you say highway robbery, $125,000.
I would think so. His intention was to tour it and let universities use it for study and whatnot, and something happened in the family, so he's decided to sell it.
How does a Russian space shuttle prototype go from, I assume, the property of the Russian Space Agency to private hands in this country?
In 1991, when the Russians opened the country up, there was a Russian businessman that came to California, and he suggested to the government, Russian government, that they could get a minimum of $10 million for this piece, so they shipped it here. And this businessman, I suppose, decided to take it upon himself to make money with it. After a year of this, they put it into storage in the Mojave Desert for 4 years. And they had heard about me, and they contacted me to see if I could find a buyer for it. And that's how this came about.
But while this craft may indeed have gone up and down 5 times, today it's just a collectible, right? I mean, it's of value because somebody would like to own that and show it to other people who might be curious about
it. Well, absolutely. It's like anything else, you know. People collect hats. Some people collect space artifacts, and this would certainly fit that bill as the one and only unique piece they'd ever own.
Mr. Simpson, thank you very much for talking
about this. Thank you.
That's space artifact broker and aerospace technician Rob Simpson, who spoke to us from Merritt Island, Florida.